This is the Physical Activity Researcher Podcast, a podcast for researchers of sedentary behavior, physical activity, and sports. Join for a relaxed dialogue about research design, practicalities, and, well, anything related to research. Learn from your fellow researchers useful and relevant information that does not fit into formal content and limited space of scientific publications. And here is your host, researcher and entrepreneur, Ollie Tikkanen.
Welcome, everyone. So in this episode, I will be sharing with you interesting results we got from a project where we measured four-year-old children in kindergarten. So we measured the physical activity and sedentary behavior of four-year-old children in kindergarten and home. And the results are pretty interesting, so I will be sharing those. So what we did was that we did this in a city in Finland called Kouvola, and there was different kindergartens from the area in the project. I will not be sharing the names of the kindergarten, and all the results will be anonymized. And we were doing the measurements in the project, and the kindergarten staff was administering the devices for the children. And if you are listening this, there's also a video version of this. So if you want to see the slides that I'm presenting, you can head to YouTube and search for this video with the title. But I will try to explain the results, so you should understand the results also from the podcast version. So this is the image of the end report. So we created a comprehensive report for the kindergarten that they can use to improve their practices to get children to be more active in the kindergarten. And what we used was the Fibian Research device. So it was attached to the thigh with the medical adhesive, and it worked well. There was no problems with the attachment. And after the measurement, the kids got the Fibian Kids Polar Bear sticker. And it might not sound much, but for four-year-olds, getting a nice looking sticker was really, really important. And also the kindergarten staff, they bought teddy bear and a polar bear teddy bear, and they told the story through this polar bear, and the kids were very excited about it. So nice kind of practical tips there to make it more interesting for the children. And we provided these Fibian Kids reports. So basically we have done a PDF report where you have the polar bear sitting, light activity, more intensive activity, and there is the World Health Organization recommendations. We compare the results to those. So we have tried to make it interesting for children and easier to understand. So these were given for parents and children after the measurements. And yeah, we were using thigh-worn accelerometer. So basically we can then distinguish from their sitting time, standing time, light activity time, moderate intensity, higher intensity activity. And this slide is, some of the slides are in Finnish, but I will be explaining them. And these measurements were done in 9 kindergarten units. And in total, there was 84 children that were measured, and there was 40 girls and 44 boys. In addition to children, we measured the sitting and activity behavior of 22 employees that were working with children. And the goal of this was to improve the work well-being. And if we look quickly, just the Finnish recommendation for small children, you have sleep and rest, then you have calm daily activities, for example, playing with the toys on the floor, putting on the clothes, eating, and so on. And then you have 2 hours of light activity and kind of difficult to translate brisk outside, being outside. And for the brisk being outside could be going for a trip to the forest, cycling, skating, and so on. And for the light activity, examples given are walking, throwing a ball, being in a swing, or balancing on something. And these would be in total 2 hours. And then in addition, there should be 1 hour of fast physical activity. It could be different kind of plays. It could be jumping on a trampoline, it could be climbing, it could be swimming, it could be, for example, skiing. And then if we look the average results for physical activity, so the recommendation for this was 3 hours in total, and the children were active on average 5 hours and 26 minutes. So quite a bit, and of that there was 2 hours of standing. So if we take away the standing, it comes to about 3 hours. And of course here we need to remember that when we are measuring with the Taiworn accelerometer, it's measuring every step, it's measuring every second of standing, and quite often the recommendations are done based on kind of self-report. So it's usually good to go quite a bit over the recommendations when we measure the very accurate accelerometer. But anyway, children seem to be having enough activity compared to the recommendations. Would it be good to have more? Probably yes, but that's another discussion. Then if we look at the moderate to vigorous intensity activity, and there the recommendation is 60 minutes and children had it in total 1 hour and 32 minutes. And of that, there was 20 minutes of vigorous intensity activity and the rest was moderate intensity activity. And of course, here we need to be careful making that how accurate we are defining the difference between moderate and vigorous intensity activity, and is all that we are defining as moderate, is it enough? So it seems the children are meeting the recommendations, but again, some caution as the Taiworn accelerometer is measuring all the activity, so it's good to be over the recommendations, which is the case here. And then if we are looking at the sitting time, the children on average were sitting 7 hours and 31 minutes, and of those there was 58 minutes of long sitting periods, meaning that children were sitting more than half an hour without a break. And when we look at the range of the results, the range was from 6 hour 20 minutes to 9 hour 8 minutes between participants for the measurement period. And 24% of children were sitting more than 8 hours, but only one child was sitting more than 9 hours. So pretty okay result. 19.3% of these children were having more than 2 long sitting periods, so sitting more than half an hour without standing up even for a few seconds. And 6 children were having more than 3 long sitting periods. And about long sitting periods, I think those would be good to try to get rid of them. We don't know exactly yet how much they have adverse health effects, but it seems from the experimental studies that probably it's better to avoid long sitting periods. Then here we have the variation between children. So this is kind of a Rose graph, and you can see the sectors. So there is from 1 to 80, 83, 84. So each kind of sector represents one child. Then we have the total sitting time, we have the activity with light blue, and we have the moderate and vigorous intensity activity, we have the long sitting periods, and we have the higher intensity activity here. And if we then look at the next slide, so now we have ordered them based on the total sitting time. So we see that the least sitting person was sitting on average during the 7-day measurement period per day about 6 hours, and the most sitting was 9 hours. So quite a big difference, 50% increase there between children. And then we can see that there was more light activity for the children that were sitting less, which is pretty natural. But we can also see that children who were sitting more, they had considerably more these long sitting periods. And then if we look different order, so if we order this based on this darker blue, so according to moderate to vigorous intensity activity, we can see that there is some difference maybe between the light activity, but it seems that some children just seem to be doing more higher intensity activity, and it's not too much related to the amount of sitting. For example, we can see that the long sitting periods are divided everywhere in the graph. So, and we see that the ones that were doing the most moderate to vigorous intensity activity seem to be doing more light intensity activity, but there is quite a bit of variation. So it seems that some children are just more prone to do higher intensity activities, and this is not that much related to other variables measured. Then if we order the children according to long sitting periods, we can see a big difference between children. So some children don't have any long sitting periods, and some children have up to 3. And probably this tells about difference between children's temperament. Some children don't really sit down at all, and some children might kind of get into the play with toys, and they might be sitting for long periods. And this, that some child has on average 3 long sitting periods per day, it means that on average on the 7-day measurements, they are averaging 3. So some days might be much more. So it's quite a lot of long periods of sitting. So maybe this one is a little bit worrying. So here we have the variation between 2 different days, and these are cherry picked. So this is just an example of one child and 2 days. So it's good to know that. But I think the result is interesting. So on the left, we have a weekend day, and on the right, we have a weekday when the child has been in the kindergarten. And we can see a huge difference between activity, that in the weekend, the child has been basically sitting the whole waking time. There is just some activity there. So if we look at the numbers, during the weekend day at home, the child has been spending on long sitting periods in total 4 hours and 29 minutes, while in kindergarten it's 0. And total sitting time has been 9 hours and 48 minutes at home, and 7 and 20 minutes in the kindergarten. And the amount of standing has been about the same. Light walking, 33 minutes at home, and 2 hours and 15 minutes at kindergarten. Moderate intensity walking, 13 minutes at home, and 2 hours and 10 minutes in kindergarten. And running, 3 minutes at home and 25 minutes in kindergarten. So I think this gives a nice example, just that I think it's there's differences how children behave at home, how parents are activating them. Maybe it's the environment of home, how much there is things to do, But anyway, we can see huge differences in long sitting periods, sitting time, and activity time between the two environments. So I think this is good to show that the influence of environment and adults and maybe other children makes a big difference on some children's activity behavior. And then if we look at the next graph, so here on the top, we have the rest when the children are resting in kindergarten. Then there's the time outside in the morning, time outside afternoon, and then the time inside. And we can see, of course, the day rest is mainly resting for children. Some children have a little bit of activity, but we can see the sitting time when we compare when outside and when inside, there's a big difference. So it's about 35% of sitting when outside, but when inside, it's about 65%. So children are much more active outside than inside. So it's probably a good idea in kindergarten to get the children out as much as possible. And if we look at the amount of higher intensity activity, we see that outside the activity is over 40% of the time, while inside it's about 20%. Of course, here you need to consider that children are more inside, so they also need rest. But anyway, it's a good indication that being outside, children seem to be more active. And we can see also small difference that children were slightly bit more active in the morning than in the afternoon when they were outside. And then we have the same results shown in minutes. And then if we look at the results of the employees, so from the adults, they were sitting on average 8 hours and 23 minutes. So not that bad. They were wearing the device 24 hours a day, so they should be having all the sleeping time is removed from the results. They had 3.6 long sitting pouts, which is a little bit high, and they had 6 hours and 20 minutes of total activity, of which 58 minutes was higher intensity activity. And the results look pretty good. They have active work where they need to be taking care of the children, so they get quite a bit of light intensity activity from the work. It seems to be balanced with the long sitting period, so when they have a chance to rest, it seems that they are resting maybe a little bit too long in uninterrupted bouts. And maybe the higher intensity activity, if we get about 60 minutes with the Taiwan device, it's quite low. Usually, if you are doing some exercise, you usually get it over 90 minutes. So maybe for the employees, they could do a little bit more kind of exercise activity when they are on their free time. But it seems that they might be tired from all the activity during the work time. In overall, the results look pretty good. So that's it. I think those were quite interesting results, and the project that they were using, these are actually changing their practices. They try to get children to be more active, and this gave them nice insights how active children are. Where are they sitting much? How much more active they are outside than inside? And so on. So it would be interesting to hear your opinions based on these results. And if you're interested doing similar projects yourself, please be in contact. We at Fibion are selling these devices for researchers, but also, for example, in Finland, we are doing these as a service, and we are also doing the reporting, and we can do that also in other countries. So if you're interested, get in touch. Thanks for listening and have a great day.
thanks for joining us this week on Physical Activity Researcher Podcast. If you like the show, make sure you never miss an episode by subscribing or following the show on Twitter. This podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Thank you for your support. If you found value in the show, we would really appreciate a rating on Apple Podcasts or whichever app you're using. Or if you would, in a real old school way, simply tell a friend about the show. It would be a great help for us. We have a fantastic lineup of guests for forthcoming episodes, so be sure to tune in. Thank you all for your support and have a great day.